You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Something about what Jesus was anointed to do, and as you read on, you see him doing it. And you see him teach it. The former treatise, he said, O Theophilus, I wrote unto you of what Jesus began to do and to teach. But you see, Jesus is still doing the same thing, teaching the same thing he always did and always taught. He began. Well, you say, no, he's not here. He's up in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Well, you see, when he was in the earth, he's the only body of Christ that's in this earth, the one physical body.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Taking Your Place, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Glory to God. You didn't get that. You couldn't be that quiet. You understand what he's talking about? Well, just back up a little bit in the same chapter. Look at the 16th verse. Let's start reading the 16th verse of the same chapter. Chapter 1 of Ephesians. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, says to them that I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, what did Paul pray for the church at Ephesus? And you understand that this church was born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Yet they needed prayer. You remember Acts, the 19th chapter of the Bible said, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said to them, you received the Holy Ghost, since you believe. They said, we've not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said, into whose baptism were you baptized? They said, John's. There's followers of John the Baptist. But then the Word of God says that, John the Baptist had preached to him to believe on him that should come after him. They had moved away, didn't even know that Jesus had come. Then in the 6th verse, Paul laid his hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost and spake with tongues and prophesied. So this is a born-again, Spirit-filled church that he's writing to. And he says, I cease not to make mention of you in my prayers. And here's what he prayed, that the God, see, he prayed to the Father God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that's who he is, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. I like another translation, it says the eyes of your spirit, the inward man being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath. And hath put all things under his feet. and gave him to be the head. No, he's not the feet. Gave him to be the head over all things to the church. I like another translation, it says, for the benefit of the church. He's the head, we're the body. Amen. Hallelujah. Where's your feet? In your head? No, I'm looking at Brother Roy Hicks, and I don't see any feet. All I see is a couple of ears, two eyes, and a nose, and a mouth. I look further down, I see his feet. Well, you see, what's under his feet's under our feet. Hallelujah. I'll be honest with you, I'm sort of like Dr. John Lee. Not quite as extreme as he was in this statement. But Dr. Lake said in one of his sermons, now he lived and died before my day of getting over into the move of God. But he said, I get so mad sometimes at some of these people always talking about the devil that I want to cuss. I don't get quite that mad. But almost. He said, that's all they ever talk about, the devil. And to them, the devil's a great big fella. Oh, he's running everything. He's going to rule over everything. And God's a little bitty fella, maybe 2 inches high. But no, thank God, it's the other way around. Hallelujah. You see, it's up to us to take our place. And that's what God, that's what the Holy Ghost through the Apostle Paul wanted the church at Ephesus to see and to take their place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now turn right on over. Philippians is the next book, and then the next one is Colossians. Turn right on over to Colossians and notice the 18th verse. Paul, using different terminology sometimes, a few different words, yet he teaches the same thing and reminds each one of these churches, every single one of them, the same truth. Notice the 18th verse of the first chapter of Colossians. And he is the head of the body, the church. He's not the feet. He's the head. Hallelujah. He's head of the body of the church, who is the beginning. Talking about Jesus is the beginning. The firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now, one other verse of scripture. And then we'll try to tie some things together here. Look at Acts of the Apostles, the first chapter and the first verse. And I'll give you what's on my heart. I trust the Holy Ghost to help me to get it out where you can understand it. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Luke, you understand, is the author or writer of the Acts of the Apostles, as well as the Gospel according to St. Luke. In this very first verse of the first chapter of the Acts, Luke says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began, both to do, and to teach. Well, we read from the Gospel according to St. Luke something about what Jesus was anointed to do, and as you read on, you see him doing it, and you see him teach it. The former treatise, he said, O Theophilus, I wrote unto you of what Jesus began to do and to teach. But you see, Jesus is still doing the same thing, teaching the same thing he always did and always taught. He began. Well, you say, no, he's not here. He's up in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Well, you see, when he was in the earth, he's the only body of Christ that's in this earth, the one physical body. And he had the Spirit, John 3:34 said, without measure. Amen. And so you see Jesus in his ministry, and Jesus actually stood in all five of the offices. We read here about those offices. The first one is the office of the apostle. Much has been said about that. Wrong implications are given oftentimes, and spiritual castles men have built up. But to tell you the real truth about it, the Greek word apostolos, translated apostle, also means a messenger. Jesus is called an apostle in the third chapter of Hebrews chapter 1. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, our confession, Christ Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, let's look at what our offer is for this month.
Okay.
A CD by our daughter Denise Hagin Burns, Deep Roots in God. There is a CD by our son Craig Hagin, Just Believe.
Right.
A CD by me, The Lord Our Peace. Yes. And finally, your book, which everybody needs, How to Live Worry-Free.
Yes.
You know, so many people, they're worrying all the time, and we don't have to worry. We just cast our cares upon the Lord.
So many times when you say that, people think, well, you're not concerned about anything. Yes, concern is one thing.
Yes.
Worry is another.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
All right.
So that's for a gift of
$25 or more. Go
that's
to your device
right
now to rhema.org, and once you order it and push that send button,
yes,
it goes right to where it needs to go, and they will box it up and send it to you.
And send it to you.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Taking Your Place. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.